mercy, Jesus Christ. He's just nice, he just right.
Would you tell my side of the story?
Look at Moon Music, the worst of Joe Budden.
DJ on point.
I might not understand now, cause the picture's tainted. I'ma take the time out for y'all to try to explain it. I was a kid in Jersey, no name, no stage. Listen close while I get everybody on the same page. Me and Dub made music, but times was hard and we really couldn't pursue it cause we both had jobs. Bryce said we could get straight cream, rap over other niggas' beats, and I ain't know about the mixtape scene. So we did that, going off my God brother's promise. I spit 100 bars over Nostradamus and Bryce knew cuts, so I had hope all along. Next C-tape was two freestyles and a song. He gave C my demo, said it's a go, I bet you. C said he's alright, but what's so special? Held on to it, and it must have been luck, because some nigga named Webb went in the back of his truck and found my shit. Listened and the rhythm was ill, said this kid's alright, and watch me get him a deal. On top met me and Dub, and we liked him. Gave us 10 G's and Mackie and Triton. Started making music loosely, but DJs was hesitant to play him because nobody knew me. I guess Joe Budden was new, I needed some help, so Fab came through and we did Coming For You. Did another joint later on with Ty Murda and Black Chow. The streets finally started to react now. Made some songs, it was such a long process. Skane stopped by to check progress. Him and Webb steady banging Clue, who was still ignoring. Cutmaster and Envy was still supporting. Then Clue got with it, cause my man called Hype telling me I'm on the Clue tape spitting and let's get it. People started to really see what was what now. Your boy got a little bit of buzz now. Everything was so timely, cause Skane went up there and told Kevin Lousy he wanted to sign me. So on top went to meet with Leo and Kev about business. They started talking some spit shit. It was a new label we ain't know all about for rappers they wanted to sign but wasn't sure about. Made it sound worth my while, though it was weird for me. Told me if I broke the label, they take care of me. Put out Get Right with me to speed things up. But that shit ain't keep things up. I started noticing the Def Jam treated spit as a knockoff, and Jump Off's better than that, y'all. I got off, then I'm on Def Jam, waiting and chilling. Left the mixtapes to get things straight in the building. Left the streets dry, I ain't give them no ether. Nitty and Skane up there, begging for a feature, and they gave us one. And we thought it was hitting, we thought Third Story would sell, but they didn't. And I liked that song and the hook. Plus, they were shooting a video, and we was mad thirsty for a look. But they ruined that shit, had my whole camp feeling the worst. At the last minute, cut my second verse, and the politics had me hopeless, and the label just kept overlooking. Look at me, so web me focus. It traveled from state to state. Club banger, no video spinning. Top 8 at 8. By the time Def Jam knew it bumped and had flavor, the record died down. This is 8 months later. And that whole time I was out of the street mix. So they tried to bring it back with a bullshit remix. And now they respecting the nigga. But I'm scared cause the sound scan is straight disrespecting the nigga. So it's back to the mixtapes where I ain't gotta deal with the nonsense. And the next 2 liters is content. So at a time where the whole rap game is shaking, there's a slot wide open and it's there for the taking.